You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We're going to start with more serious work matters, harassment. More revelations have come to light in recent days around Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, comic Louis C.K., Kevin Spacey. The release of Louis C.K.'s new movie has been canceled, and Spacey has been removed from the film All the Money in the World, due out next month. Beyond the obvious personal pain of these men's targets, their actions have economic consequences for the companies involved, and that's why it appears that investors are now paying more attention to workplace culture. Barron's recently published an article on the topic, and the editor-in-chief, Catherine Bell, joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
This has obviously been a year where we're talking a lot about harassment of all different kinds, and before we get into this piece, I'd like to get just a little historical perspective about how investors have viewed harassment in the past. Have they cared as an investment risk?
I don't think they've thought about it that much in the past. I mean, ESG investors, investors who think about environmental, social, governance issues a lot, obviously think about corporate culture, think about governance risks. But I don't think that investors have thought very specifically about harassment in the past so much. We actually looked at tens of thousands of annual reports and looked for how often the words gender, harassment, discrimination came up. And it's been pretty flat over time.
You were diving into company documents.
Exactly.
How has this changed? Is it just these high-profile cases, or is this something investors are becoming organically concerned about?
I think it's both. I think the high-profile cases have meant that it's on a lot of people's minds, much more so than usual. Obviously, it's all over the media. But I think investors really are starting to see it as part of a larger set of corporate culture risks. And the reality is that sexual harassment is expensive.
Yeah.
And it's not just expensive when you're talking about really high-profile, you know, legal situations and settlements. It's really expensive when you think about it on an individual level at companies all over the place. So some research showed that for every case of sexual harassment, it costs $22,500 in productivity alone.
Wow.
That's not even taking into account turnover and lots of people, you know, lots of people leave after they've encountered a situation like this. So if you multiply that by, you know, the latest figures I've seen on the percentage of women who say they've been sexually harassed was the Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll really recently that was 48%. I've seen other research that goes a lot higher. And, you know, my own life of talking to my own friends, I think it's much higher. But, you know, if you average that out over that percentage of the workforce, that is a lot of money.
Well, so how does this play out? What did you all find when you looked at how investment advisors, pension funds, et cetera, you know, handle this? What are they doing with their money?
There are two things we saw when we talked to portfolio managers. The first one was that some of them told us that they were specifically in avoiding investing in companies that had any sort of controversy about this. So, you know, somebody from Morgan Stanley told us that she's not investing in companies that have, you know, outstanding litigation. That's a sort of obvious example. But other people told us as well, just sort of companies in general that are having problems with this, they're avoiding.
Well, you mentioned the documents earlier, and litigation makes sense. You can see that. You can quantify it. It's often public. But this is also a difficult thing to measure. If you are a socially conscious investor, like, how do you get the information anyway?
It is really hard to measure. And, you know, I think that's a problem with all of this. But Morgan Stanley actually also did a really interesting study last year where they looked in general about how cultures that support women where, and they looked at a bunch of different factors. They weren't looking at harassment specifically, but they were looking at pay equity and representation, you know, at the top, all the way through the company, especially at the top. They were looking at discrimination policies, that sort of thing. So they found a real impact on return on investment, on return on equity. They saw that companies that handled these things well and just generally had cultures that supported women and that had more women in the company, that they were actually doing better financially. Mm. And it's not just the returns, but they're also lower volatility, which is important. You know, there's less probability that there's going to be a big drop in the stock.
When we think about investors' priorities, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they are there to make money,
right.
whether for themselves, for a, you know, someone who's getting a pension, someone who's in a 401k, et cetera. Whoever is doing that wants to make money. And so where does this fall, do you think, in the way a money manager or portfolio manager assesses a company? You know, are they willing to say, maybe they're not so great for women, but wow, their, you know, sales are way up this year. You know, how do they puzzle through that equation?
Well, I think what's interesting about this, I mean, you're right, of course, the money is the bottom line. But investors are starting to realize that there is the possibility that something could come seemingly out of nowhere from the outside and really really affect the company's reputation, affect the company's workforce. And, you know, they're really saying that alongside all the other risks, cybersecurity risk, all of these sorts of risks, this is another one that could have a huge effect, either slowly over time in ways that are hard to measure but measurable, or in one fell swoop, which we've seen with Harvey Weinstein, we've seen a lot in the past year.
Are companies aware of all this? You know, are they responding? Do you think they connect, oh, wait a minute, someone might not buy my stock because of the toxic culture here?
Well, one of the problems up until this point, and the big question is, are we at a tipping point? Is this going to change? But corporate boards in both private and public companies have not seen the culture in the company as something that is their job to talk about. Mm. There's one survey said that 77% of boards hadn't talked about sexual harassment.
Wow.
So, you know, that's what I think could be changing right now, is that I think it's so much part of the conversation that boards are going to be starting to talk about it. That's what could really change things.
Catherine Bell, editor-in-chief of Barron's, thank you so much.
Thank you.